You referred to hypercholesterolemia and increased cardiac death associated with letrozole or potentially being caused by letrozole. Is that the case, or is it just the fact that tamoxifen has a positive effect on these factors and the AIs don't have that?
Well, if you look at the incidence of hypercholesterolemia, it's over 40%. I'm not sure I believe that the incidence of hypercholesterolemia in the general population is of that order.
What would the mechanism be?
Well, the mechanism is quite easy. I mean, if you lower estrogens, if you take estrogen away, that influences your fat metabolism. We have a study which is about two-thirds complete. It's an open-label study, but we've done a study looking at letrozole, exemestane, and anastrozole, and its effects on lipids, clotting, and bone. It's been a quite difficult study to do, because if you're going to measure lipids carefully, you have to measure them at the same time every day, fasting. You can't measure it at Christmas. You can't measure it at Easter. It's been an incredibly difficult study to do. These patients can't be on any of the drugs. None of these patients have had chemotherapy, so they've just had hormone therapy as their adjuvant treatment.
So the bottom line, from what you've seen there, does it look like there's a difference in terms of the AIs?
We don't have any results yet. I think those results will be quite important. If you look at the metastatic setting, the metastatic data for anastrozole are reasonably reassuring. But even in the metastatic setting, there is an indication that letrozole induces changes in lipid metabolism. So what we've seen in the adjuvant setting is not that different from what we noted in the metastatic setting.
Do you believe that tamoxifen does have an effect in terms of lowering cardiovascular events and improving lipid profiles?
It certainly has an effect on lowering lipid profiles. And in fact, the first study to show any benefit from tamoxifen in terms of cardiovascular mortality was a Scottish study.
Right.
And I suspect the reason is that Scots don't have a very healthy diet.
And there was a lot of excitement at that time. That was, what, 5 or 10 years ago, that maybe that was going to turn out to be a general effect. And the NSABP looked at it. As I recall, they didn't really see any difference. And in general, it hasn't really played out.
There is a meta-analysis. If you take everything into account, all the studies into consideration, then there is a benefit in terms of tamoxifen reducing cardiac mortality. The other thing, just to go back, is one of the other interesting aspects of the big 198 and attack was that the fracture rate was almost identical. The annual fracture rate was identical. It's a shame that there's no lipid data from attack.
So from the point of view of bone, it looked like letrozole was doing the same thing as anastrozole?
Exactly.
And then question mark, is there a problem in terms of lipids and heart disease?
Well, I think there is a problem in terms of lipids.
And you think it's differential more for letrozole than anastrozole?
That's the way it looks at the present time. I think what we need is some more data from ATTACC, which they're going to publish later this year. And I think we need to wait for these kind of comparative studies like the ones we're doing to see if there really is a differential effect between the different drugs.